You're listening to Vatican Radio. Putting into practical action the recent progress made in ecumenical relations. That's the aim of an international commission of Anglican and Catholic bishops whose leaders held an annual meeting here in Rome this week. Set up in 2001 to promote closer cooperation between bishops of the two denominations, the International Anglican Roman Catholic Commission for Unity and Mission, or IARCUM as it's known, is currently led by Canadian Catholic Bishop Don Bolan and Anglican Bishop David Hamid. Among the projects they've been developing is a new website and a way of showcasing practical actions by bishops working together in many different parts of the world. I sat down with them both to try and find out more about what's been going on behind the scenes since last year's meeting. This time last year, you were promising some new ideas, including, I believe, a website to kind of showcase the progress that bishops are making around the world in Anglican-Catholic relations. What can you tell us?
Well, I think we've made progress towards a website, and at some point in the new year, we'll have a website up and running. It will be a site that will contain all of the official documents from Anglican-Roman Catholic Dialogue internationally. But hopefully also archival material that will be of help for researchers. Also reports from the national Anglican Roman Catholic dialogues, covenants which exist between our dioceses or parishes in different places, joint pastoral initiatives, other best practices, so that anybody who wants to reflect on or look for ideas in order to deepen Anglican Roman Catholic relations in appropriate, responsible ways, we'll be able to find a huge number of useful resources on the web.
So where are you really seeing most progress? I mean, can you define perhaps different countries or different parts of the world where these relations really are moving ahead as an example for other parts of the world which perhaps do not have such good relations still?
We conducted a survey last year, which is one of the things that we were just about to launch, I think, last time we spoke. And that survey went to regional or national Anglican Roman Catholic committees around the world, and we got responses from about a dozen places as a way to really take a snapshot of what is happening presently. And we, I think we were very pleasantly surprised to learn the level of activity that's been going on for in some places for 20, 30, or 40 years, including some significant studies that have been undertaken in places like the United States, joint work together, and in Australia, for instance, in places where there's clear practical cooperation, such as in Papua New Guinea, and even where they've celebrated a covenant now, over 10 years of a covenant between the two churches.
What does that mean exactly? How does that work?
It's a prayerful commitment to be alongside each other, to be praying for each other, and to try to live out in witness, in their context, the degree of unity and faith that they share. One of the surprising things that I think, and encouraging things, is that twice now, when Catholic bishops from Papua New Guinea have come on their ad limina visit, an Anglican bishop has been brought along as sort of an ecumenical colleague. And that's a very important sign, and that's one of the things that came out of the survey that we were able to see.
And could make a big difference if it was repeated by many other bishops' conferences.
That's the kind of idea that we hope when we share the findings of the survey, for instance, on the website, that's one of the things that will be there. That's these kinds of ideas that we hope will provoke that kind of creative thinking in other parts of the world.
Bishop Don, we've had, of course, a new Pope and a new Archbishop of Canterbury since your last meeting. How much do these changes at leadership level, do you think, affect the dialogue on the ground?
I think they do. I think they affect our relations significantly. Of course, they affect our ecclesial lives significantly. Both Pope Francis and Archbishop Justin have, I think... indicated the importance of learning from each other, of taking practical steps, of engaging in common mission on justice issues together. So I think we're using increasingly the phrase "walking together," which they used when they met, as a way of describing the task at hand. Right? We are churches who hold much in common. We still have differences. We can't find a way to resolve all those differences, although through our dialogue we continue to try. But we ask at the present time, and our Holy Father and the Archbishop of Canterbury have encouraged this, asking at the present time, what can we do now that's appropriate and responsible in terms of common prayer, in terms of common mission and witness, in terms of study and in terms of really growing together as families of churches.
Do you see, Bishop David, that the Pope and the Archbishop, particularly in your case, really hold ecumenism, progress in Anglican-Catholic relations as a priority, do you think?
I think it's clear that the messages that we're getting from both our church leaders is the world needs to be seeing Christians acting together. And Bishop Don quoted the Archbishop of Canterbury. We were sitting together at the same table at his installation dinner, and Bishop Don and I caught each other's eye when Archbishop Justin said, yes, the question is not what can we do together, it's what can we do together now. I think they are both very much men of action in a way, and I think obviously value the dialogue, but they do really want the church to be engaging in real significant work. With the messages we're hearing from both leaders really are, where's the church getting alongside the poor? Where's the church speaking out and acting in cases of injustice? And this is really the Iarcum agenda in terms of what we envision the churches to be able to do together. And we can do that because of the foundation of faith in Jesus Christ that we share, that we already share through our baptism, but that we've uncovered more and more in the years of dialogue.
The Iarcum Commission, of course, is all about bishops modelling this walking, journeying together. The next step is from the bishops to the pews. Do you see, both of you in your separate context, do you see really a new commitment, a new enthusiasm perhaps amongst the grassroots, or is that a little bit early yet? Bishop Don?
I think that there are many places where we have grown together as Christian communities. And we enjoy being together, and we start to think about what we can do together. So in my home province of Saskatchewan, in the southern part of the province, there is a covenantal relationship. And that relationship has borne fruit in all sorts of ways. There is an attitude which increasingly is settling in. When we start a new initiative, we ask, is this something we can do together? And in my home city, not just Anglicans and Roman Catholics, but Christian communities in general, without compromise, without negotiation, are starting to think more ecumenically. And while I wouldn't necessarily talk about an outburst of enthusiasm about ecumenical relations, we've walked through that, I think there's a stable recognition that this is what it means to be faithful today, is to be faithful to our traditions by faithfully entering into relations with others and working together and walking together.
In other words, normalizing ecumenism as a regular part of faith life.
That's right.
Do you have a similar experience, Bishop David?
I do, and indeed there's not a, as Bishop Don said, people are only beginning to learn about the vision of Iarcum, Anglicans and Roman Catholics, and so we're not seeing a huge groundswell of enthusiasm. But we are convinced that because of the particular place that bishops occupy in both our communions, this kind of ecumenical walking together needs to be modelled at that level. One of the other ongoing pieces of work of Iarcum is to identify in areas of the world pairs of bishops, one from each communion, that can, as well as being the direct channels of communication for us, but can also be modelling ways of working together and witnessing together, hopefully beginning to spread through their modelling that kind of ecumenical life among their colleague bishops and obviously clearly among their people.
Thanks there to Catholic Bishop Don Bolan and Anglican Bishop David Hamid, co-chairs of the International Anglican Roman Catholic Commission for Unity and Mission.